as leader of traffic, in a way, like, what then? Like, what now? How are people safe tomorrow and this week? What are you doing differently to, like, make them safer in the short term?
That's extremely hard, and that's a hard answer. All I can say is what we're doing right now by having traffic back is trying to be as visible as possible. And so rather than our guys going off by themselves and, oh, there's a traffic officer, and, you know, 5 miles later I see, oh, there's another one, we get sometimes a bigger impact if we've got like five of us and we're hammering this area together and it makes a big deal, and we, you know, social media and push it out and try and just make ourselves look bigger than perhaps we really are. You know, that's one of the biggest things we're doing. And then trying to hold people accountable for these drunk, for these DUIs. It's just ridiculous, the number of DUIs that have gone unprosecuted in the last couple of years. And so we've made a big change with the DA's office, and things are really smooth right now.
Okay, so that's DA's office. What about the partner? So just to recap that thing in terms of near term, what's going to happen? You're saying those are sort of like you're puffing out a little bit, saying, hey, there's a lot of us to make people afraid, which is, you know, the opposite of what you did at that press conference that, you know, I didn't love when you said there's no traffic officers out there in Portland. That's the different thing. So
we needed to create a stir to get some change to get them to fund us back up. And I mean, that's the honest truth. Yeah. I know that makes things could make things more dangerous. I don't know. But at the same time, we needed some change.